All right, everybody, wake up. Banyan Online Hypnosis Supervision Meeting has been called to order. Volume 20, Five Path with Weight Loss Clients. Well, hello there, Five Pathers. Welcome to tonight's topic, one of the most important issues for most hypnotherapists, helping clients to lose weight. Helping clients lose weight and stop smoking are like the bread and butter issues for most hypnotherapy practices. So tonight we're going to talk about how to do it and how to do it well. Just yesterday I got a long email from one of our distance learning graduates about how he's having some trouble getting that last 20 pounds or so off his clients. And I think that we're going to really answer some of those questions today. All right, here we go. Special issues to consider when working with weight loss clients. One, keep in mind that using hypnotherapy for weight loss can be difficult if you're not fully prepared to give your client what she needs to be successful. And a big part of this is listening to the client, especially as she goes through the process. Number two, you need to work with the client to figure out exactly what behaviors each one needs to be changed in order for the client to be successful. All right, what I'm talking about here is different things work for different folks. Number three, some need to reduce the overall quantity of what they eat. Others need to work on the quality of what they eat, while some will never be successful unless they completely abstain from some particular food. Like, I can't eat wheat products. I would gain about a pound a day. I know because I've tried it. I could have two cookies a day for 5 days, and at the end of that 5 days, I will have gained 5 pounds. There's just something about my chemistry that won't allow me to eat wheat products. And so if you get down to the very end and this person is just not losing weight, this is one of the things you can take into consideration. Number four, also, sometimes there's medical factors such as hypothyroidism and high levels of toxins in the body, which can cause a person to hold on to weight. And the same goes for high salt intake. Also, some medication can cause weight gain, and success with these clients can be very difficult unless they change their medications. Okay, number five. Also, some clients just refuse to make the changes needed to lose weight. They've set in their minds that they know what they need to do and are only willing to do that, and they're completely wrong. So, and a good example of that is someone that says, boy, if I just exercise more, I'm going to be able to lose all the weight I need to. Now, maybe that was true when they were 16 or 26, and now you got some 56-year-old guy, and there is no way he's going to be able to out-exercise his ability to consume. All right, those are my opening remarks. We're going to go through each part of this process, and let me open up to any questions about what we're going to cover or anything I just did. Okay, letting me proceed along now. This program, discussing doing weight loss with Five Path, is an excellent opportunity to kind of review some of these basic steps that we take as we go through Five Path and with a very important issue, which is weight loss. So here we go. We scroll down to phase one, the first session, usually. Number one, when your client comes in, she should have already made 5 appointments with you and expects this to be a process. This is if there was ever an issue that you don't want to do a one-session hypnosis with, it's weight loss. You're going to want to work with your client over a period of time. Sometimes it may be 5 appointments. It may be longer.